If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
Begging and Consent. Written and read by RMP792. Ask again. Nicely. My hand strokes slowly, so very slowly, down her body. I listen for the telltale moans of pleasure that my touch elicits. I place a gentle line of kisses along her neck, my hand teasing down to her belly. I feel her hips buck as she lifts herself, trying to bring my hand closer to her most sensitive areas. She's not bound, not today at least, but she doesn't want to push too far. My lips move up to her ear as I whisper, "What do you want?" I feel her shudder. "Touch me," she replies. I smile wickedly. "I'm already touching you. If you want something, you'll have to be more specific." She whimpers at my response, my hand moving slowly down her thigh. "My cunt," she says. "I want you to touch my cunt." I smile. "Good girl," I say. "Now ask again, nicely." I hear the subtle hints of excitement in her voice this time, the desperation and need. "Please, I need it. Please, please touch my wet, needy cunt." My hand snakes back up her leg. "Good girl. I do so love it when you say please." Begging and Consent. Consent should be a bare minimum. If you're reading Girl on the Net's blog, I probably don't have to tell you that, but it's always worth repeating. Want, need, desperate, painful longing, these really are the things we should be aiming for in our partners. When I'm with someone, in any social interaction, but especially sex, I want to know that they want me to be there. I want to know that they're enjoying my presence, and in the case of sex, I want to know they're delighted by my touch. All of this leads, rather naturally, to a specific fetish of mine. I like to hear my partner beg. I should clarify something here. I identify as a switch, specifically a dominant-leaning switch. Control and willing submission are extremely attractive to me, from both sides of the rope, but I'm also quite tender about it. I'm willing to inflict pain, but only if I'm absolutely certain my partner will enjoy it, and only if they've asked me to do it. For some people, especially those in long-term relationships, asking for what you want is easy, and for others it's remarkably difficult. My solution is to ask a simple question. What do you want? Sometimes that doesn't work to elicit a specific answer, of course, but a little persistence can do wonders to help someone articulate what they need. And if it doesn't, then take off the pressure. Not everyone is comfortable having their innermost desires exposed, and the comfort and enjoyment of all parties is the most important thing. And that does, of course, bring us around to the obvious point. Just because they ask doesn't mean you have to do it. Consent goes both ways. There are many reasons to say no. Sometimes it's part of the fun, extending the tease and making them even more desperate. Sometimes it's because you don't want them getting too greedy, an act to help keep the boundaries of dominance and submission. And sometimes it's because you're not comfortable with their request. Far too often it's assumed that men are up for absolutely anything in the bedroom. This is, of course, not true, but society does place that expectation on us, so it's always worth repeating. you don't have to do anything you don't want to do. While a certain amount of begging can come about naturally, throwing the odd please into your dirty talk is only polite after all, taking it deeper than that should always require a conversation first. Whether you want to beg someone or you want to hear them beg, it helps to make sure you're on the same page. I know it's not easy to open with the question, "Hey, would you enjoy it if I edge you to the point of tears while you beg for permission to come?" But it's a question that is essential to ask. I'm going to end this guest blog with the continuation of my opening story, and that involves combining begging with edging. And while I do enjoy doing that a lot, it's not something I would ever do without asking before we start if my partner was into it. After all, if you don't ask, you'll never get what you really want. "Please, may I come?" Her breath comes in short bursts. Desperate moans escape her lips as I slide my fingers across her cunt. I press my lips to hers, and she lifts her hips against my hand. I know what she wants, but I also want to hear her say it. I pull my lips from hers and carefully lift my hand, and the whimper that springs from her is perfection itself. "Please, please, 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 please fuck me with your fingers, God, please." The words are fast, desperate, almost unintelligible, and I can't help but smile as I push two fingers inside her. Her cunt is so wet for me, and she moans so beautifully as I slowly slide my fingers in and out. I begin to kiss her neck, keeping my pace slow, agonizingly slow. Her hips begin to buck and move against me, pushing my fingers deeper. I trace my kisses up to her ear. "Do you want me to touch your clit?" I whisper. I'm almost surprised she can hear me over the sound of her own moans, but on my question she nods quickly.
"Yes, please, I need you to touch my clit."
Her voice is broken by her rapid breathing, and I smile again. "Good girl, but remember, no coming without permission." She whimpers, but nods. I press my fingers deep, and my thumb slides up to find the nub of her clit. I listen carefully for the gasp that comes as I touch it, and it only takes a moment. My fingers slide faster now, creating a steady rhythm matched by the movement of my thumb, her hips moving in time with my hand. I kiss her on the lips and hold her mouth with mine as the rhythm of my hand increases. Her moans taste so sweet. Her whole body is shaking now. She's right on the edge, trying not to let herself go.
"Do you want to come?" I ask, with a wicked grin.
"Oh God, please, please, may I come?" she begs.
I'm sorely tempted to let her, but I did promise to edge her until she couldn't take any more, and I trust her to take this. "Not yet," I reply, and my fingers move faster. "Ask me again."
"Please, please, please let me come."
She's louder now. Her desperation is almost tangible. "One more time," I say, and almost before the words leave my mouth, she reaches her limit.
"Please, God, please, 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 please."
Her words continue, an endless stream trailing off at a meaningless begging noise. It's time to give her what she wants. "Come for me." My words are like the breaching of a dam. Her moans turn into screams of pleasure as the orgasm she's been holding back washes over her. I don't know how long it lasts, but it feels like minutes before she stops, and I can gently pull my hand away.
"Did you enjoy that?" I ask with a wry smile.
"Oh, God, yes," she replies.
For a few moments we lie there together, and then she looks at me. I see her gently bite her lower lip as she hesitates to ask her question, and then she smiles.
"Please, may I taste you?"
I smile and give her permission.